first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Mara Chapman climbs to new heights of possibilities.
I sped off to climb Black's Peak on a backpacking trip in the High Sierra because I wanted my family to take me seriously, not because I was trying to rename it. But the legacy of some climbs is just too significant to ignore. I was already partially up the base of the tallest mountain around when my family started to panic. My dad raced off in pursuit, terrified that his toddler might not make it off the crags and boulders. Somehow, the drop-off into a sheer cliff did not discourage me as I pushed firmly skyward. I scrambled across a granite slab. The traction on my shoe began to give way, and I lost my balance and began sliding down the rock face. Luckily, my feet regained their grip before the back of my head was introduced to a nearby boulder at high velocity. My almost fall left me reeling, but excitement replaced apprehension as I approached the summit. As I carefully climbed up the last rocky outcropping and stood at the plateau, I felt a wave of accomplishment and joy settle within me. On the way down, my dad caught up with me, and I'll never forget how it felt to see surprise in his grin of admiration at my achievement. I hope the day I conquered Mara Mountain will live in my memory, reminding me that impossible things become possible with perseverance.
Mara Chapman is a student in Rachel Goodman's journalism class at Cabrillo. If you have a story or an opinion to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rand.